Those who were opposed it were very angry, you know, that the Yes side were getting a second bite of the cherry, as it were, but of course had to go along with it. I think the same situation pertains now. There is a certain degree of anger that the Yes side have been allowed to put the referendum to the Irish people for a second time. But the Yes side are claiming that they have achieved the changes that the Irish people were looking for, and that's why they're putting it to the Irish people for a second time. But of course, it is controversial. When the people decide, do you have to go back, keep on going back to the people until they decide otherwise?
The current government is not very popular. Will this have an impact on the result of the referendum?
That is very true. The government is extremely unpopular. There was an opinion poll that was published this week that showed the satisfaction rating with the government and with the Prime Minister at only 15%, which is historically low. 75% of people said they wanted a change of government. The Prime Minister in Ireland, his name is Brian Cowan. He has only been there for 1 year. He was a former Minister for Finance. But he has taken the brunt of people's anger and of people's blame, and it seems that nothing he can do at the moment is right. So the government is very unpopular at the moment. There's some suggesting that perhaps the government would be best by not campaigning, which is, of course, is a preposterous argument. But it is difficult for the government to go out campaigning for the Lisbon Treaty, knowing that there's anger and frustration and annoyance amongst the people at its performance in government, and they are expecting to encounter angry people at the doorsteps. So I think the unpopularity of government will influence people's choice, but they are hoping that people will be able to distinguish between the issues of the Lisbon Treaty, the greater question of Europe, and the domestic problems that the government is encountering at present. And that, of course, remains to be seen.